Hi, you are listening to The Lesbian Mafia. I'm your host, Sandy. I just wanted to talk to my fellow gym enthusiasts. Although that is a complete misrepresentation, I'm lucky I drag my ass in there. And I'm lucky I put 20 or 30 minutes on the fucking treadmill. I'm lucky I get in there, okay? The gym is really, I think, it emphasizes this, realm of gender differences. Because I'll tell you why. A lot of the women, when they enter the gym, they look like they've been shot out of a cannon. You know, it's after work. It's like 5, 6 o'clock. And, they're there taking care of themselves, right? So I just watch the people come in, and like you people watch at the gym, right? Like, so, but what I notice, like they go straight into the changing room and those lockers, I don't know what happened. Like they disappear into the locker for like 15 hours before they like emerge, like they're ready for battle, right? They start with their ponytail, like kind of on top of their head. And then after they've been on the treadmill or the elliptical, you notice like the scrunchie starts sliding. And then, after 20, 30 minutes, the scrunchie loses the fight. It ends up falling off. And then like you see her look, and then she's there with her friend from work. And then their phone starts ringing, and the phone is too loud. And it's like a little startling, like, it's her phone. It's probably some family emergency or work, or we'll never know. Anyway, so, but they're still fucking falling apart, because even the most privileged bitch, she still is really taking a fucking beating. In the gender dynamics of life, bitches are still taking a beating, right? So now, when the men walk into the, it doesn't matter, they could be 25 or they could be 45. Now, the guys that are 50 and older, they look fucked up. They're half cocked at it. They're almost limping. They're like slovenly dressed. They're in just as bad a shape as most of the women are. But these guys, like from 20 to 40, oh, the elegance. They walk in like they're doing a catwalk down a runway. They're all 6'2". That's Siri. She's always fucking talking. Whenever I talk, Siri talks. But it's because she's listening to me. I know she's listening. Anyway, so they walk in like they don't have a worry in the world, and they just nod to the people at the front, and then they nod to all of the different bros that they know. It's like, they're on this like perfect gym body thing. I don't know what to call it. But what I notice, because I'll look at the women to see it, because I'm like, oh, he's really like really hot. Are the women going to be looking at them? And they don't look, I'm the lesbian, I look more at these fucking guys than straight women do. Like straight women, first of all, the straight women, like I said, they look like that you got to hydrate them with like a saline bag, like you need a nurse at the gym. So like I'll look at these beautiful, gorgeous, sculpted men, they really put a lot of effort into their physical appearance, and I have a level of respect for that, because men don't really technically have to do that. Women kind of do. So, and I know there's so much wrong with what I just said. But anyway, let me just say what I need to say. So, and then there will be a really, like a hot babe, 1 out of 100. Maybe she's not worried about 5 different. Maybe she's not worried about her mom and her dad and her kids and her husband and her job and her body and her health. Like she's not dying with the weight of responsibility for every single fucking person in her life. Maybe she can focus on herself and she'll look good and she'll be like really hot, And I'm like, oh, nice looking, and then I'll look to see if the men will, because I'm like, oh, that's a banging fucking ass. Like, there's no question. Side eye, they're going to check her out. Nothing. They don't even bother the women. They're like focused on themselves at the gym. It's so, where I'm looking, because I feel motivated by them that they're, they've put in a ton of work to be fit and healthy, but they also look great. So I would like to know, what can we do to make our health and our bodies a priority in a way that doesn't feel like this immense chore? Because there are times when I think about the gym and I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding if you think I'm going to the fucking gym today. So, yeah, what can the women's do? Hello, I'm calling you Dante the Enforcer.
Well, hello, boss.
Hello there. It is so nice to talk to you. And we're calling you Dante the Enforcer because that's your mob name. And why else?
Because I work for the mob now, and I like to stay undercover, and I'd like to remain anonymous if possible.
I understand.
Chat. So,
how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Just got off a 42-hour fast, so I'm feeling a lot better now.
Yeah, so I did a 20-hour fast with my friend Sean, and then at 20 hours, I was like, look, I'm going to break. He made me push another 2 hours, and then by 22 hours, I thought really that I was going to die, and then I came off that fast, and then I ate the entire refrigerator, so fasting does not work for me. And then I tried it again 3 or 4 more times. Is that like one of those things that people say, oh, it doesn't work for me, but you really should still do it, even though you feel like it's not working for you? What do you think?
I don't know. I do it for, especially if I eat like crap during the week or weekend. But
right.
Once you go past, like, I think it's 24 hours, there's so many like health benefits of it. And just a lot of things for like your mind. That's why they say like a lot of like monks and I guess Asian people do it, you know. I don't know, but it's hard. What keeps me going is black iced coffee. I'll drink a lot of seltzer water, unflavored, and then I'll exercise because that kind of keeps me up. Like I'll go for a walk. Your body doesn't have to eat. It can go a couple days without eating. So it's just your body's used to eating. Mm. And this is why you feel like you can't do it, but you really can, you know.
Mm.
The first day does kind of suck. Then you just kind of go to bed, right? Because you start at night, so you're already fasting. And then the next day you go to bed. And then the following day, which is like after 24 hours, you actually don't feel hungry too much the second day. So you actually feel more energetic. It's a lot easier the second day. You actually almost feel like you can go a third day, but it's not healthy to go 3 days. So your body knows that because it knows you're going to eat that night. So then you start getting hungry. So I think because it knows, it's like, I know you're going to feed me, bitch.
Right. So I haven't wanted to cook. Since my mom died, I haven't wanted to cook. I just have been really resisting cooking. So I think I cooked maybe a total of 3 times since the end of February. And one of those times I burned the meal. So I'm really resisting. I'm having such a resistance. And then, so what I'll do is I eat out all the time now. And for a while I was just, you know, going to have salads because I didn't want to eat junky food. But then now I'm breaking down and I'm starting to eat garbage and I don't want to cook. And you just said you were meal prepping, right?
Yeah, I only meal prep because I'm like cheap when it comes to stuff. The only reason why I'm fasting and meal prepping and stuff like that now is because I'm trying to lose this excess weight around my freaking stomach that won't go away. I feel like I don't have fat anywhere else except for this, like, around my stomach. And I haven't had a 6-pack since I was in high school, so I want to see it at least one time again.
Aww, right.
So I'm really working hard for this summer. But I mean, I would never tell people, you know, really to go fast or need to do any of this stuff. I think the only way I think people could lose weight is to stay consistent eating what they love, but then just tracking calories, right? And eat whatever you want. Those 1,300 calories, whatever. If it's McDonald's, then that's fine. I mean, you may only be able to eat one McDonald's meal. I don't get the fries, you know, it's like 400 calories or something. And I still have like extra, you know, for my lunch, my breakfast. And if you skip breakfast, then you can split that 1,500 calories or 1,400 calories, whatever your calories are. I think what happens is, and I know this happens with me sometimes, is I'll just eat a big meal So I'll eat like a big breakfast, big lunch, big dinner. Then I feel like I have to fast the next 2 days. So.
Right. Maybe that's what I should do because, well, today I didn't eat bad. Yesterday I had disgusting fast food. I did it again. I don't know. There's an addiction.
It's delicious.
Yeah, it is good, but there's too much sodium in it, and I feel it. You know, I feel it the next day for sure when I wake up. And then you gain overnight. You gain. It's water weight, but still, you know, it's horrendous. But I feel like I don't know if I want to be a person that cooks anymore.
I think I was seeing stuff, you know, posted on social media that this girl's all pissed that she spent like $16 on a McDonald's meal, which is crazy. McDonald's isn't cheap anymore.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's true. So I wanted to let you hear something that I heard before we started talking about anonymity. And this is Nikki Haley. I don't know. She does something. I don't follow anything anymore. So I don't know even what the fuck she is. Let me let you hear what she said about anonymity.
Okay.
Every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat. When you do that, all of a sudden people have to stand by what they say.
So Haley. What the hell's her name?
Helen Hickey. I don't know.
Nikki Naley. So what is she trying to do? Like, I understand there's some people that are online and they're very malicious and they know they could get away with a lot of shit because they're anonymous. But, you know, there's got to be like a middle ground. Am I wrong about this? Like, this is so crazy that they're talking about. I mean, what is going on? How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I think she's going a little bit extreme. But I can see the security risk. Like, if kids are talking to, like, a little boy or little girl's talking to another little boy, a little girl. But really, it's like an adult. So I can see that.
Right.
I don't think something like that would ever get passed, or I don't even know how they would do it.
Right. That sounds.
People's IDs and giving,
yeah, that sounds so nuts.
Social security number.
You know, it would be really destructive for regular people like me and you to be not nasty stuff. I'm talking about the stuff that we talked about, like even personal, maybe sexual stuff. Or if your employer hears it, that's it. You know, I'm sorry. I don't want to, you know, but if you're a woman and if you're like a lesbian, you know, like I think that's a fucking security risk. You know, there's a lot of weirdos. They know you're a lesbian. They fucking stalk you for decades. They'll stalk your ass. So anyway, am I wrong?
I mean, I think there are reasons. I mean, look at myself. There are reasons why people want to stay anonymous for certain. You know, I want the right to be able to get on the phone with you, chat, have fun, and not have to worry about other things.
About losing your job and your house the next day. Right.
My job being at risk, you know, because I work for the mafia now. You know, and I get asked. You never know. I'm going to come visit you. I already told you. I'm making plans.
I would love to see you.
On the porch. It's okay.
You'll sleep on I don't even have a freaking porch.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay, so I wanted to talk to you about your identity shifting stuff. What do you think of that? Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Why not?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. So you danced and so you kind of capitalized on what? Your femininity, would you say that, or just your beauty? Or both?
Both. You mean a decision I made from becoming more like from femme to tomboy?
Yeah, or mask. Is that the right term? Mask, or is tomboy a more accurate description for you?
You know, too many terms out there. There's like LGBTQIA. LMNOP.
Yes, there sure is.
The number three.
That is right. Right. And two spirit. And then there's numbers now. Soon there's going to be hyphens and dashes and fucking who knows what else they're going to add to that shit. But so.
I say I'm a tomboy, but that's also mask. Or you could call them whatever. It's the same thing. Stud or tomboy or whatever. So I am butch. I think that's what they used to call it back then, right?
Yes.
The butch.
Yes.
You know? So, and then all the way up, and I was a tomboy all the way up through high school, actually.
Mm.
Even got misgendered as a boy several times when I was a kid, and I never got offended, by the way. And then, you know, I decided I wanted to come out as lesbian, because I was. And I have, which you know, I have a pretty big family, Latino family.
Right.
And I really want to be accepted by my family.
Right. So, time out. So your dad is Mexican.
Uh-huh.
And your mom?
She's an Italian. Like some German, Irish, you know, all the heavy drinking. Basically every single
Okay, so go ahead. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
So I became completely femme. And that's when I came out. So I came out when I was like 16, 17. And then I also had my first girlfriend. But coming out as a femme to my family felt more comfortable than being a butch lesbian or tomboy or whatever it was, because I felt like I would be made fun of or whatever. But I felt like if I was a woman dating and I loved femmes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, I think it worked. It did. At least it worked for me. It
sure
made me feel more comfortable coming out. And I did feel like I was more accepted by my family and more accepted even as I got older in the workplace. So it felt like because I was feminine and I was, I guess, an attractive feminine woman, that it didn't matter if I was lesbian or not. It just made me feel more comfortable. But my personality never changed. So it was like funny because people would always be like, you're like one of the dudes and you act like a guy and you're just, you know, I would get that all the time. Like, I mean, I've been discriminated the most for a lot of my views in general from the LGBT community more than anybody else. My own community than...
Me too. Me too. The only discrimination I faced is from within the fucking LGBTQ, PAQ, TF, GK, 279.
It's because it's getting too long. I think when it was LGBT, it was more accepting of each other. We all supported each other. But once it started getting like all these other letters, I don't know. I think that's when it started to like be not a family anymore and more just pointing fingers at each other and judging each other. I don't know. I mean, even like gay. Back in the day, by my day, even if you were lesbian, you were called gay.
Right? So right.
Even if L wasn't there, I'd still be a part of the GBT community.
Yes, so, absolutely.
I've always been, well, you know, I've always been into like my body and working out, even when I'm feminine. But now I just feel like I look at myself and I like what I see. So
interesting. So let me ask you. Is this like a decision that you made, or did you just kind of say, oh, I think I want to not be so frilly anymore?
Well, it's the same, right? So it was a decision to make to not be girly anymore. Because I was little by little kind of, you know, dressing more and more athletic, to, you know what I mean? I was kind of, I had just got a brand new job and I had been working there for a year and I gave it all in and I completely changed. I bought a whole new wardrobe and everything. So I went a little extreme at first. Now I'm growing my hair back.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Well, I was just talking about this. When you're a regular person and you have like a 9-to-5, a job, you know, most women can't afford to like just turn around and say, look, this is me, take me or leave me. Like, you kind of have to dress the part for a job. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a working class person or middle class or whatever, the way you look is part of why you're getting the job a lot of the time. Tell me if I'm wrong. And of course, you know, the interview that you give for sure. But I don't know. I feel like stripping away gender is something that is for the upper classes in a lot of ways. Like, that's not always like for you, you know, you've been very lucky. But like, am I wrong about this? How do you feel about that?
I could say maybe I agree, because I would tell you my starting out my career, I was feminine and I felt confident in work, right? To be able to not feel judged, I guess, because I was feminine, kind of the same way I said with my family, I felt more confident coming out as a femme, that they would accept me more. And I know that it doesn't matter what I look like, I would get hired just because of my resume. Ultimately, I then made that choice, right? Because I'm like, okay, this is going to probably be hard because I'm going to switch over and be me, but I am pretty darn confident I'm not going to be judged enough to where I'm going to be let go because I'm needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
sure.
I need it where I work.
Yeah, so I gotcha. So it's,
that's
so Like, what's the difference between you now and 15 years ago? What's the difference?
So I think now, I've always acted the same, right? But I feel like now I obviously look more like a boy. It's different, right? So I always, when I was a kid or, you know, my high school, I used to get misgendered. You know, people used to think I was a boy sometimes. And But it didn't matter. You know, sometimes maybe I used to like it. I don't really know. I don't really remember. I just remembered it wasn't really awkward for me or anything. Now it's like, it's making other people feel awkward. It's like, yeah. I think because everybody's getting really weird about the stuff. And it's even weird using the restroom now. Like before, if I was a tomboy and I used the girls' restroom, and they wouldn't even think a thing. But
okay. So it's not anything that you're expecting anyone to acknowledge. It's just like a presentation thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I've always been a lesbian since I've been a kid. I'm dressing a little bit different. So
yeah, it's just anything. But it's pretty dramatic. It's a pretty dramatic change. So do you feel that you want to be more masculine because it's easier to be in relationship with another woman? Am I allowed to say that?
Say that I'm in a relationship
with a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just don't tell anybody I'm in a relationship with a man, too. That's the only thing. <I'm talking about. laughs> I am no longer LG. I am now B. I changed my letter.
Oh, my God. Right. So, yeah, do you feel like it's that you kind of have to be a little bit more like it helps you blend in a little more to like one of you is maybe more aggressive than the other? Is that what it is?
I don't feel any different. I just feel more confident with the way I am now dressing, the way I feel and how I always felt comfortable since I was a kid. I don't know, just being more me. And I'm not trying to put my body through stuff to look like a guy, like then that just won't be attractive on my body as a woman. But I do want to be muscular, and that's something that I shoot for. And, you know, I think I hit a pretty good medium where I'm confident, you know, where the muscles are good, but they don't look weird. Mm-hmm. On me because I'm a woman, you know, and I'm very accepting of that. I don't know. I'm proud of who I am.
So. Do you like being a woman?
I feel okay. I was born that way. So that's how I am. It's like, I'm not ashamed of how I was born, you know? The thing is, it's come up a lot where people are like, why are you dressed in a tomboy? Why don't you just go trans? And it's because I don't want to. It's like, yeah, I always wanted to be a boy when I was a kid, but I wasn't. But I feel like I can feel like I am a masculine woman, but I am also didn't lose what I was born with. And a lot of people want to lose that identity. I just didn't. Like, I'm okay. People think I'm a boy. I dress in my boy clothes and everything, but I didn't want to lose what I was born as.
Right. So you're doing it in a way that you're not imposing yourself on everyone else around you. So you're still a woman.
Plus, I do get misgendered a lot, right? And I think a lot of tomboy lesbians do nowadays. Like with me, it's just like, you know, if somebody calls me sir, man, the other day, you know, somebody, but I try to do it in a really kind way to make them feel okay. I'm trying not to embarrass them. If anybody's going to be embarrassed, it should be me because I'm choosing this, you know what I mean? And I chose to confuse them. So if I chose to confuse them, then I should be the one embarrassed, not them, not making them feel embarrassed for them being freaking confused. And that's the thing that I get upset about. Nowadays, people are getting upset at people for misgendering or for whatever, when you are the one who's confusing them and not saying it's on purpose.
Right.
But why are you making them feel, now if they're being an asshole and they're misgendering you on purpose. Now, that's one thing. They're being dicks. But I have had a really close friend of mine who has, and myself too, I've done it, right? But who has misgendered one of our friends a couple times because they're through the transitioning phase, right? So it's, you know, we've known them through. So it is hard sometimes. And even if you didn't know them as that, if they still hold pieces of the other gender, your mind just does it. Your mind just fucking does it. And I know that because me, I'm the last person who wants to misgender somebody. But I still call this person the gender that on accident, right? So I know it's just human. And my buddy is the sweetest guy in the world. And he feels like shit every single time. So the thing is you make somebody like that, make somebody like me feel like shit for misgendering.
But what if it's not, what if it doesn't feel natural? What if it doesn't feel natural? You have to like change your perception.
And it'll take time, right? So I think you'll eventually want to accept them. It's just like somebody wanting to, and if somebody's against gays and lesbians, they're a family member or friend, and it doesn't feel natural for them to accept a woman kissing a woman or a man kissing a man. And they're trying, and we can't out of nowhere tell them, you better be okay with me kissing my same-sex lover. But they'll try to accept it more and more and more and more. And that's all we can do is give them credit for trying and not get pissed off at them for something they're uncomfortable with, because we're mad at them because they're uncomfortable with it. And we just can't. It's just, that's us being judgy. That's us judging them, even though we're asking not to be judged. It's just, it's really messed up,
right.
I feel like.
Yeah.
So,
okay, I know you have to go. I wish we had more time. Well,
we talked a lot of serious.
I know.
You're easily freaking laughing. Composed. You can get to whatever later. Bye.
We'll talk next time. Bye, honey. Bye. Love you too. Bye. So I don't really know what we talked about, but I will say that, you know, whatever this kind of thing is, that sometimes lesbians, they change. They go from looking like, you know, beautiful femme fatales, and then they turn into I'm mask or whatever the fuck the term is. It changes every 5 minutes. I just want to say, mask or not, what's the other thing she was saying, tomboy, I just want to say that I will still beat your fucking ass from here to Tuxedo, Ohio, bitch. Anyway, so I just want to say, I was talking to my friend Kirk, and I asked him, because he's like a big fitness guy, and I asked him, I said, why is it that when you go to the gym, all of the women look like they're at the emergency room, that they're there to, you know, handle some kind of crisis, they look nervous? Why is that? And he said, this was his idea about it, is he said that you won't see the guys that they're in the same kind of shape because they won't go to the gym. He said that women will, no matter how fucked up their health is, like that they will go to the gym. So I thought that was an interesting take, and I think that's terrible and sad too. And I wonder what that is. Like, why don't men think that they have to take care of their health? Is it just that they don't understand? Because I know for, let's say, people in my family, like they just had no concept or like any education or understanding that they are lacking in education. They just thought that they eat very healthy, they eat very good food, they cook at home, they don't eat garbage outside of the house. So they think we're doing fine. They're not very heavy or anything. So though, as my mom got older, she did get heavy, you know, like maybe 30 pounds overweight, something like that. But I don't think she saw that as a health risk or that it will add to any health issues. I guess that's just, something to think about. So yeah, that's all I have for today. I'm trying to, I'm still trying to get into the groove. And so, all right, well, it's been really nice talking with and to you. And I will see you again. We will talk again. Take care. Brush your hair.